It's such a pleasure to welcome back to Book Notes Dr. Kevin Attix, who is, by the way, the Maryland Secretary of Agriculture, but also the director of Apprentice House Press, a student-run campus-based book publisher. And Kevin, the last time we met, it was around the time of the 10th anniversary. As you approach your 20th anniversary, it seems a really good time to catch up. And I know that you're in the midst now of a submission period. What do you look for?
We are looking for great work. I know that that sounds simplistic, but our review team, they are English majors and they are writing majors and they are practitioners. So our discussions range mostly between, is this book ready to come out? Is this a book that the public needs to read? And then we have a great healthy discussion about the market. Is there a receptive market for this genre, for this style of writing? And we take most long-form prose genres. Every once in a while, you'll see poetry spring up on our list. But generally, it's longer-form prose. And we're interested in a wide variety of work. So I always get the question, well, what exactly are you looking for? And it comes back to, it's got to be work that we want to read.
I'm fascinated by the relationship between a student and the writers who are doing writing at least as an avocation, sometimes as a vocation. Tell me about that relationship.
It is a great opportunity for the students to engage in a professional capacity. And our authors have told us it's a great opportunity for them. If they have been published elsewhere, we will hear stories about how austere and unpersonal the process is to be published, to be edited. And in our case, we tend to be much more engaging. We tend to have students who are extremely deeply engaged in the process. They want to be writers, and so they are fascinated working with a writer, or they want to be editors, and so this is their opportunity. But they have to build a relationship to be credible with that writer.
And so how many of these aspiring writers and or editors actually follow through professionally?
It's a good percentage. I would qualify that by saying that the book industry, the publishing industry, like most media, is in a contraction period. And some do go and they you know, either continue their education and network and find themselves at a Random House or a Simon & Schuster, as a number of ours have. There are others who end up at small presses, and there are others who've gone out on their own, and they have become independent editors for hire, book designers for hire, and it's great to see that. You know, there continues to be a credibility that comes with an independent press that is acting as a third party, that is qualifying the work, massaging the work to a final form, and that's been a fun place to live.
It's been such a pleasure to catch up with Kevin Attix, who directs Apprentice House Press, a student-run campus-based book publisher out of Loyola. There's more at apprenticehousepress.com. Onward and upward.
Indeed. Thank you.